followed by Dispatch and Tafane. So with 250 metres to go, over on the far side, Guy Tra and Red Zell together. Nature Strip and Loving Gabby's getting closer to Nature Strip on the near side. Guy Tra at the 100 over on the far side. Loving Gabby's run past Nature Strip. It's Guy Tra in front. Guy Tra! Guy Tra has won it. It's a blowout from Red Zell. Loving Gabby.
Guy Tra, too quick for some of the best sprinters in Australia, including the new Boom Galloper Nature Strip and the sprint star Red Zell. And what a moment for Gordon Richards, who every time he brings a horse to Victoria, and more recently, especially Flemington, they produce performances just like we saw in the Group 1 race on Saturday. Gordon joins me this morning. Gordon, congratulations. Another great performance and a moment for Guy Tra that a lot of people were surprised about, but I'm sure it didn't take you by surprise because he's been such a good horse in his short career so far. Well done.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Were you confident heading into the race on Saturday despite coming up against the likes of Red Zell and Nature Strip?
Well, I was confident. He's come up very well this preparation, and the three gallops that he's had leading up to the race have all been good and better than sort of his last prep, and he keeps improving. But listening to the hype around the good horses and knowing they are good horses, what they've done is phenomenal. I was starting to second-guess myself going to the race and then just hoping for a good run, but... He produced a good run for us and even better, which was good.
Gee, loves the straight, doesn't he?
He does. That's why we, after the spring, we decided to sort of map a program out to stick to the straight races, which brings the Lightning. We didn't even think about the Oakley Plate or anything else, just the Lightning and the Newmarket both being down the straight.
Was it a pre-race plan with yourself and Mark Zara to go to the inside? Did you have any insight or intel as to where Nature Strip was going to go, that they were going to split?
No, he didn't. Mark's opinion was that the inside, even though the race before that all come down the outside, he was still of the opinion the inside was better. And it helped that Karen McAvoy had the same... had the same idea, because if we'd have come down the inside on our own or with the I'm Excited and the two fast ones on the outside, or the two leaders on the outside, it might have been a different story. And that's what makes straight racing either good or ugly. I'm not sure. I personally don't like straight racing, but I'm starting to like it.
You should be liking it. Where you watched a race, did you think you had the race in control when he went past you? What were your thoughts during the run?
I did, but I was in the mounting enclosure and you're still a couple hundred metres from the winning post. And as they're coming towards you, it looks like he's got it all over him, but that's the nature of straight racing again. The two on the outside, you weren't sure how they were lining up, you know. So I kept flicking back to the screen. Well, I had to go back to the screen after they went past us, and... I was pretty confident he was going to win it. He had the measure of Red Zell, and the two on the outside were having trouble getting to him. So, yeah, the owners were all going off a little bit too early, I thought. But anyway, they didn't get embarrassed.
Well, he's only lightly raced, and he's almost won 900,000. Now, what did he cost?
I thought it was 41, but I have to check. People just keep telling me 40, but... perhaps I'll put that extra grand on for myself.
gee, it's a good buy now, isn't it?
It was a good buy, yeah. And from the first time I laid eyes on him, I liked the horse, and he hasn't let me down ever since.
Newmarket now, he's going to be one of the favourites. How do you think he'll go, hopefully, or more likely, a bigger field under handicap conditions down the famous straight?
Yeah, he... 1,200 is going to suit him ideally. The two runs he had before there, he got there by a lip in a 1,000-metre race and went back a couple of weeks later and won running away from him, so over 1,200. So I think the drop in weight and the 1,200 is going to be right, you know, barring bad luck, it's going to be in his favour.
Will he improve out of the Lightning?
Definitely. How much, I don't know. I know it's a bit of a cliche that he'll... he's only 80% fit or 90%. I don't know how they tell that. But he had three gallops leading up to this, two unofficial jump outs over a half mile and a half mile gallop between races a fortnight before, where it was a heavy eight and he was under a good hold the whole way, so he didn't actually get extended. So that's the first time he's been extended this prep, and I can see improvement in him. He pulled up really well. He's fresh as a daisy today at the track, and he's got 3 weeks to load up again. So, he'll improve on that. Well, how much? Okay,
it's exciting times. You're heading towards a new market with, I think he's about third favourite in the market now. And I believe you're also being courted to head over to Royal Ascot as well.
Yeah, I was approached at the races on Saturday and haven't gone down to Tim Tacks, but it looks, the money's fantastic. I didn't think it was that good, but it's something we'll have to discuss or at least think about.
Would you prefer to go there because it's a straight race, or, you know, someone might knock on the door re in Everest as well, especially if you win a new market?
I'll tell you what, if someone knocked on the door to run in the Everest, I wouldn't worry about not going there, that's for sure. I wouldn't hold out for a straight race.
Well, you never know. If he can put in a performance like he did on Saturday in the Newmarket, you'd have to think he'd be one of the number one seeds for a slot in the Everest. It's going to be an exciting couple of weeks, Gordon. Enjoy it.
No worries, buddy.